So there it is. And this sense of itself in that little being at its core is what it always was. And since that artificial secondary self took over the control of life around the age of 8 and relegated the real, vulnerable, supersensitive, suffering self back into its nursery, it has lacked training, this inner prisoner. And so, wherever life takes it by surprise and suddenly the artificial self of adaptations proves inadequate and fails to ward off the invasion of raw experience, that inner self is thrown into the front line, unprepared, with all its childhood terrors round its ears. And yet, that's the moment it wants. That's where it comes alive, even if only to be overwhelmed and bewildered and hurt. And that's where it calls up its own resources, not artificial aids picked up outside, but real inner resources, real biological ability to cope and to turn to account and to enjoy. That's the paradox. The only time most people feel alive is when they're suffering, when something overwhelms their ordinary careful armor and the naked child is flung out into the world. That's why the things that are worst to undergo are best to remember.